Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shrimad Bhagavatam, we're up to 11.5, verse 14. Okay. Yetva nevam vidho santo stabdha sat abhimanina pashundruhyanti vishabdha pritya kadanti te chatam. Yetva nevam vidho santo stabdha sarabhimanina pashundruhyanti vishrabdha pritya-khadanti techata. Etranevam vidho santa stabda sarabhimanina pashundruhyanti vishrabha prechakadam chetata. Anybody? Okay. Yay. Those who to but anevam vidha, not knowing these facts, asanta, very impious, stabdha, presumptuous, sat abhimanina, considering themselves saintly, bafun, animals, druhyanti, they harm, vishrabha, being innocently trusted, pretya, after leaving this present body, kadanti, they eat, te, those animals, cha, and tan, them. Translation. Those sinful persons who are ignorant of actual religious principles, yet consider themselves to be completely pious, without compunction commit violence against innocent animals who are fully trusting in them. In their next lives, such sinful persons will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in this world. Report. In this verse, we can clearly see the great discrepancies in those persons who do not surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his law, as stated in the Bhagavatam, Harava Bhakta Shikato Mahaguna. Those who do not accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord gradually become infected with the most sinful propensities that bring in their turn terrible suffering upon the non-devotees. In the Western countries such as America, many people proudly proclaim themselves to be most pious religionists, sometimes they even prophets or representatives of God, boasting of their religiosity Such foolish people experience no fear or doubt in cruelly slaughtering innumerable animals in slaughterhouses or in hunting trips for their whimsical sense gratification. In the state of Mississippi, there are sometimes pig-killing festivals in which entire families enjoy watching a pig cruelly butchered before their eyes. Similarly, a former president of the United States from Texas did not consider any social occasion complete without slaughtering of a cow. Such persons mistakenly consider themselves to be perfectly observing the laws of God, and due to such arrogant foolishness, lose all touch with reality. When a man is raising an animal for slaughter, he feeds the animal nicely and encourages it to grow fat. Thus, the animal gradually accepts its would-be killer as its proprietor and master. When the master finally approaches the helpless animal with a sharp knife or gun, the animal thinks, "Oh, my master is joking with me." Only at the last minute does the animal understand that the so-called master is death personified. It is clearly stated in Vedic literature that cruel masters who kill innocent animals will undoubtedly be killed in the next life by a similar process. Mam so bhakshayita mutra yasya mangsam ihad naham etan mangsasya mangsatvam pravadanti manishina. That creature whose flesh I am eating here and now will consume me in the next life. Thus meat is called mangsa as described by learned authorities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this grisly fate of animal killers is described by Narada Muni to King Prachinabahi, who was excessively killing animals in so-called sacrifices. Bobo prajapate rajan pashun pasha vayadvare Sangyapitam jiva sangam nigvenena sahasusa ete tvam sampratikshante smaranto vaishasantava samparitam ayakutais chindam chutita manyava. O ruler of the citizens, my dear king, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed without compassion, without mercy, in the sacrificial arena. All these animals are awaiting your death so that it can avenge the injuries you have inflicted upon them. After you die, they will angrily pierce your body with iron horns. Aya kutaish. Bhagavatam 4:25-7-8. Such punishment of animal killers may take place under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj on the planet of the Lord of Death. In other words, one who kills an animal or who eats meat undoubtedly acquires a debt to the living entity who has contributed his body for the satisfaction of the meat eater. The meat eater must pay his debt by contributing his own body to be consumed in the next life. Such payment of one's debt by offering one's own body to be eaten is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Omigana tamarandasya ginanjana shalakaya chaksanamalitangina tasma shikirinama pandeham shikarao shiyutapadagamalam shikaru vaishnamam shirupam sagujatam sahaganamaganatam tam tam chichivam sadvaitam sabadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shiradha krishna padam sahagana lalita vishakavatam. Vanchakapadudhascha kipasindabhyevichapatitanam prabhavam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Sananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Ye tva nevam vidosanta stabda sadabhimanina pashun grihanti vishabdha precha kadanti te chatam. The sinful persons, ignorant of actual religious principles, they consider themselves completely pious without compunction, commit violence against innocent animals for fully trusting in them. In the next life, such sinful persons will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in this world. Well, doesn't sound too good. Anyone here ready to eat meat? Kill animals? I don't think so. So that's going on all over the world. Killing animals, they don't think twice, as mentioned here. And not only that, they don't feel bad about it. I remember in Hawaii, we offer, the locals are not so, they're very addicted to eating certain things. So every time many times when you ask them, oh, we have a vegetarian feast, they say, vegetarian? You guys eat vegetables? Like, you know. Anyway, we like one, have one luau. They kill a pig or something. I don't even think they're as cruel as the Mississippi people. I don't think they're that cruel. But so they're very cruel. Sapa kura kala kura sapa kura tara. In one of these verses, the word is used, cruel. A cruel person is very miserable in this life. Also is described fiendish. Prabhupada is describing how in chapter 26 in the fifth canto describes what happens here. This is telling also. They'll be eaten by the same creatures. So that's there described in the 26th chapter, fifth canto, all the different hells, 28 or so hells. Finally, Shukadeva Goswami said they're actually unlimited. There's hundreds of thousands of planets, hellish planets, not just one. And Yamaraj is supervising the punishment. Precha, Asurya Namate Loka Andena Tamasavita, Tangste Prakyabhigachanti. Ishopanishad, you see that verse describes the asuras, what happens. Surya Namatelo, they go to Andena, planets of dark. It's more than dark, there's a lot of suffering going on. Many of those hells are described. We don't really need to hear so many. Puyoga, it's like a place for just pus, urine, stool, like that. Corpses laying. Get to swim in that if you do certain things. And specifically the planet where you kill, there's several planets. You get stitched up, Satchimukha, one hell. Doesn't sound so bad, Satchimukha. But you get stitched up, or if you torture devotees also, which many of those people do, they get pulled on a rack, or they put into a, thrown off a mountain. It's also not very pleasant. And the birds of hell, they come and they pluck out your parts of your body, or you're thrown off that 800-mile-high mountain onto these stones. And the place is called Amichad or something. Avimichad means there's no water there. Of course, that's the least of your problems when you're getting thrown off of a mountain repeatedly. It happens really fast, but it goes on. So there's so many of these punishments. And the Vaishnavas, they take great compassion on these persons, like described in the Puranas. I think Garuda Purana, there's a Narada Purana. It's repeated in the Mrigari, the enemy, the Ari means enemy of the Mriga, the animals. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling this story in this Majjhalila. You can read it, how that hunter was half killing animals. And Narad Muni was so, his heart was so broken seeing this, that he told the hunter that, did you half kill these animals? I don't get it. Like, why are you half killing the animals? It's not very good, you know. It's not such a bad thing if you just kill animals. You're a hunter after all. That's what you do. But, I mean, why would you half kill them? They're suffering. There was a deer. He saw the boar, all writhing in pain. Writhing in pain. Of course, this wasn't as bad as what goes on in Kali Yuga, but still, Megari said, well, it's not so bad. Everybody does it. My father trained me how to do this. This is the fun. Just killing them is, not so great, but we torture them. But actually, in modern times, the people that work in slaughterhouses, many of them are the very poor people that come from different South American countries. And they have post-traumatic syndrome, just like, well, different than soldiers, but it's very horrible. So many statistics are there that such persons who work in slaughterhouse industry, it's hidden away. No one can see, you know, killing pigs and killing cows and chickens and all. And so They keep that away. You're not supposed to, even if you take a photograph, you can be arrested. Because this is the government is controlling this thing. So you don't want people to know about it. It's so horrible. So ordinary persons won't want to work there, but they have these poor people from other countries usually working there. Some of them are, I don't know the proportion. Everything is covered. But still, those persons, hardly ever is someone work there for such enough time that they can even get a retirement, because they quit, they go mad, or they have some horrible accident in the slaughterhouse, something happens to them, accidentally their hand is cut, or maybe their head, sometimes. But they get cut up by accident. Many accidents are awaiting at any moment. If you work in a slaughterhouse, not a good thing. Previously, at least, the Mrigari hunter, he was hunting his own animals and eating those animals. Still, Narada Muni showed him what will happen afterwards. It is quoted here also from 4th Canto when that Paranjan, actually I think it happened before Paranjan. Well, I mean, not before Paranjan. Paranjan is everyone who lives in the body, but Narada Muni was also there instructing King Pachinibari, and he didn't want to bar his side. He had his great sons who were the Pachetas, but he himself was engaged in fruitive activities. And he also included killing animals. So Narada Muni, these verses quoted here in this purport. Bo, just see what happened to you, King. All these animals, just see in the sky. Those animals you sacrifice without compassion. No compassion. That means the heart is hard. Heart is cold. Whereas the Vaishnava is full of compassion. Paradukha duki. As soon as he sees any misery, he sees everywhere. Para means others. Others who are miserable. Paradukha duki. He becomes also sad to see such things. Not in the sense that he laments, becomes, that can happen, but the example is that Vasudeva got the companion or the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that when he could realize, he did realize the suffering of all living, and he was paradukha duki. This is a verse from a verse that Raghunath Das has written, praising Sanatana Goswami. Paradukha duki Sanatana's tam prabhamaha shrayami. We take shelter of these great persons like Sanatana Goswami, Narada Muni, because they're full of compassion. And Pariksit Maharaj, also, full of compassion. When he heard about those hells in chapter 26, end of the 5th canto, the beginning of the 6th canto, the first thing he said to Sukadeva Goswami, tell me right now, how can these human beings who are going to suffer so much, how can they be saved? Aduneha Mahabhaga. He addressed Sukadeva Goswami as Mahabhaga, the most fortunate person. It also means most opulent, most fortunate, that person who can give good fortune, Mahabhaga. So, naneva narakam mea they're going to suffer non-ogra, so much misery, unimaginable. And they're thinking as described in the 16th chapter, Dambo Dharpo Abhiman. They're full of Abhiman. Also in this verse, Stabda Sad Abhimanina. Abhiman means our conception of who we are. We're thinking we're so and so. Sarvopadi Vinirma. We have to be free of this. Abhiman. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing in some of his songs, Kalyana Kapaturu, Gibban, Kikurubita. Well, anyway, in his song, Varna, I want to give up this conception. He has different songs in this. He's showing how wrong these different things are, Abhiman, to be swept up thinking that you are so knowledgeable. Janmaishvarya Shuta Shri Bir Edamana Madhakuma. You think you have good birth, but all that'll be finished. You think, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you think that Yamaraj or his assistants will care whether you are a big Brahmana or a big whatever you are now? He won't make any distinction. He'll give you zero respect. You'll be tortured just like everyone else. So give up your abhiman now, your false abhiman, thinking you're such a big shot. This is the material world. Everyone is thinking, I am so, such a big. He gave example. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave example of a ginger salesman. He's a very simple guy. Really. You know, we go to India, you see different people. Though some of them have so many vegetables, they may sell ginger also. But this fellow, he only sold ginger, so he's pretty small time. So one boat was in the river nearby. So he was calling out to the boat, kept calling out, Hey, what's on your boat? You know, how much stock do you have? How much is it worth? How much will it sell for? How much profit did you make? So he was yelling out like that. And after some time, the boatman came out and they looked at him and he was standing on the shore. They said, who are you? Why do you want to know all these things? He said, I am so-and-so ginger salesman. They started laughing at him. Silly rascal, why do you want to know? So he's so puffed up that he's simply a ginger salesman, but he wants to know all these things. So this is a false thing that he's thinking, I am so great. Whereas you see Kulabecha Shidhar, who's working for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only thinking of him, thinking of Krishna. He was a banana salesman, but he was offering half his money, which he didn't have hardly any money anyway, for the Ganga, for worship of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so attractive. Even it's described, Kulabecha, Seva Kira, Singha Bhagya. There's no limit to the good fortune of this Kulabecha Sridhar. He's very humble, but he knew his position. Everyone should know they're very humble, but he especially, that is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Brahma Shiva Kanda, even Brahma and Shiva cry to think of such a person who is so humble, not full of dambo, dapa, bimana, cha, pride, arrogance, conceit. Shanta, Ashanta really, here's described, very impious, but Ashanta, the devotees are known as Shanta, Santa Sadaiva, Hridayeshu, Vilokan. They can always see Krishna because they're described as Santa means peaceful. Precha Kadanti Che Chatan Kadanti. So Prabhupada quotes in this regard, Najivanti Nakadanti Kimgame Pashavopare. You found that story? Where's the guy with the... He went out. He went out for a smoke. Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also showing in the story of Mrigari, the enemy of the animals. Just see, they're killing so many animals in the slaughterhouse. Horrible. Probably when... It was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's disappearance day or appearance. He said there was no difference. Sado jiva ba maro ba. Whether the sado lives or dies, it makes no difference. And for the brahmachari, he can go right away. It doesn't matter. He's a brahmachari. He can leave his body anytime now. But for the devotee, Vaishnav, he can live or die. Describe his Guru Maharaj. And for the Rajaputra, the prince, he should live for a long time because he's doing a lot of nonsense, enjoying. But for the butcher, he should not live. Jiva ba maraba. Don't live or die. So the butcher is so bad, so he's surrounded by the ghastly slaughterhouse. What will happen afterwards? It's unimaginable, inestimable. So you shouldn't live, you shouldn't die. Shouldn't live, shouldn't die. Anyway, so this is what's being talked about here. The first thing they quote, Abhakta Shikoh Mahaguna. We noticed that in Prabhupada's pastimes when he would preach to some religionist person, big, just like your Cardinal Denelu, who was a big and very popular cardinal, apparently a Catholic and well-liked. He wasn't particularly bad guy. So when you can see the video that Yogeshwar is translating, I believe, the conversation is going on between Prabhupada and the cardinal. The cardinal is one of the top sadhus of France at the time, considered a religionist. And he wanted to discuss big philosophy with Prabhupada. For instance, Prabhupada would not let him go on the first point, ABC. Thou shalt not kill while you're killing. That's all. We can't discuss. This is dvipad pashu, two-legged animal life. And one is an animal. Prabhupada would say sometimes, first find out if they are human or animal, then you can speak according to time and place. So those are animals. They're simply addicted to meat eating and killing like that. So then, prasad. Prabhupada didn't like to speak philosophy with a big meat eater like that. They crush their so-called thoughts of themselves, thinking that they're such great persons. They cannot even get past this point, killing animals, enemy of the animals. So the story of Mrigari is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that if one gets association of a person like Narad Muni, even the hunter, he became a great Vaishnava. It is possible. He would not even step on ants, what to speak of kill animals, isn't it? Like that Judd Bharat, when he was conscripted to carry the palanquin for the king Lahugana, he was dodging all the ants. So the king was in his palanquin getting shaken all around. He wasn't too happy about it. He said, what's going on? Why are you guys shaking? Why, you know, I'm the king of this place. And you're shaking, giving me a shaky ride. You don't know how to... No, well, we just got this guy. He looks very strong. And he's helping us, but he's weird. He's jumping around. He's making a big thing. You know, it's not our fault. No. Don't blame us. So after a while, the king got very sharp with Judd Bharat. And he said, what are you doing? You think you're such a powerful guy, you can't even carry my palanquin and like that. So then Judd Bharat got off the chariot, the king got off when he realized that Judd Bharat was such a great person. And Judd Bharat said, now you're chastising me that I am your servant. It's okay, you think that, but actually nobody's servant, nobody's king. Next life, you may be servant, I may be king. It's simply temporary manifestation. So after so many instructions, the king was flabbergasted after some small time. He was very pious. But the whole lesson there is about abhimana, thinking, I am king. Kabu sudra, kabu kudra. Kabu raja, kabu praja, kabu raja, kabu kita kudra. These verses are given in the Premavar, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes, Kabu, you know, Rajas, Kabu Praja, you may be the king or you may be subject of the king. Means, this life you think you're king, next life you're... You may be a worm, a Sudra, Keet, Kudra, a worm, a bug. These things are changing. Kabu Svarga, Karake, Nanu. Going up to Svarga, you may go down to hell also. Duty or karma. So in this life, when Parikshit Maharaj understood what will happen, so Ved said, tell me how they can be saved. So many prescriptions are given by Shukadeva. Finally, he said, Kechit Kevalaya Bhakti Vasudeva Parana Adamdan Bhakti Katsnina. A rare person, he becomes Vasudeva Parana, follower of Vasudeva Krishna. He can be delivered. And the other things are simply atonement, some price chitta, vimarshanam, vidvat adhikarat vat. In ignorance, they're doing these things. Even if you do tapasa, brahmachari, but if without the Krishna consciousness, then those things have no particular effect. They're simply some more pious activities, karmic activities. So throughout Bhagavatam, we're reading Nunam Pramapta Kurute Bhikarma. Not only there are karmis who are doing fruitive activities, but mostly in Kali Yuga, they're vikarmi. Not even karmis. They're not doing anything pious, simply impious, mad. Nunam Pramapta. Pramapta means mad. This is Vishabdi. He's the father of these nine yogendras. He's speaking. Nunam Pramapta Kurute Bhikarma. Yet Indriya Pritya, simply to satisfy the senses. Just to get their tongue on a piece of meat, they have to have slaughter of so many animals. And they're all slaughtered. They're also slaughtered. So many wars are perpetuated by the consciousness of these demoniac persons. The Vaishnavas are simply still feeling pain for all these persons. Sudukitasya, adharma, shilasya, sudukitasya. Because they're adharma. Adharma shilasya. Sudukitasya. Sudukitasya means suffering. A lot of dukkha, miseries. Kacha Habudubu Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you're being dunked, you're thinking you're enjoying just because you come out of the water. It's like waterboarding. They're forcing water in your nose and drowning you. But in the old days, they would put someone on a big stick and dunk him into the Ganga, some river, some water. Boom. Keep him under there. That was also an old-fashioned waterboarding technique. Then he comes up. And he's happy. But then you're going again down. It's not really happiness. Of course it's not happiness. It's not even funny. Miche mayarabhashe jacho beji gacho. And so Narottam Das Thakur says, all this karma, karma kanda, kevala vishira banda. It's all pots of poison. Jeba nana yoni sadapire. You'll get many, many types of births. Mudha janmani janmani, Krishna says. I put them in demoniac species. They've given up the shastra, simply torturing. So, etam drishtam avashtabhya. No, they have no consciousness. Nasht atmano. We consider nasht out. Their soul is gone. It's been killed. We say the soul is eternal, but still it says, atma. Those who kill animals, they're just killing their own soul. They have no realization of soul. So they have their, we say that the Shastra says, atma jana. Atmahana. Atmahana jana. They kill us. These persons are killer of the soul. That's how we understand it. Although the soul cannot be killed, they know spinyata, they have of an asituta, antavanti made a nitya, syokta shirira. The person in the body is nitya, the body is anitya, nitya samsare. But they're taking their education in anitya and they're thinking they're advancing, and they're advancing in darkness. Prabhupada said it's just like if you're in dark and it gets more dark, that's all. So this is the maya vibhav, the glare of maya. Attracting, just like moths, and they're killed. Now, we're so happy, you're so happy. Next thing, bing, they're finished. They're eating their meat, their plane is blowing up. They're on their way to a very important thing. They'll control the world, this and that, finished. And within a moment, within a second. So no matter who, what your abhiman is, so-called identification, I am so-and-so, Siddhoham Balavan Suti. I'm so perfect, so strong, finished. So, we could say more. This word stubda, for instance, stubda here means presumptuous. It means impudent, but it also has a spiritual meaning, stubda, when one is stunned. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or other great devotees, they show the symptom of being stubbed. It's like, stop. You can't do anything. Stubbed up. when Indra was speaking with Krishna after the hill and he was offering his prayer, well, before he offered his prayer, but he called Krishna Bali, Yasa, Stabda. He had all these names. He was simply a fool. Vacham, speak. Why you listen to this foolish child? He's simply impudent. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he goes to Vrindavan, he also is stunned in ecstasy when he's in Vrindavan. The cows are licking his feet and following him. Well, what can we imagine about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy? It's always increasing. Even when he's in Puri, his ecstasy is so great. But then when he travels up through the forest, as he gets closer to Vrindavan, it increases hundreds, thousands of times until when he gets to Vrindavan. It's multiplying. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. So then he shows being stunned. Just like when those Patan soldiers, Muslim soldiers, they arrested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was with four other men, two Bengalis, and that Rajput Krishna, and that Brahmin, other Brahmana. So he fainted in ecstasy, being stunned, because he was just coming out of Vrindavan. And then those soldiers, they arrested, those 10 soldiers, they arrested, they said that, oh, you have killed this sadhu with dutra, with poison. Now, we know. They said, no, we didn't do that. But the Bengalis were trembling in fear because these guys were all dead. They had even guns in those days, some type of gun. But Rajput Krishna Das, he was Kshatriya, and he was so much in love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had so much expertise that he said, I will yell, I have 200 soldiers here. Chaitanya was stunned in ecstasy. That's the kind of stun. He didn't even notice anything. But he was bluffing the soldiers and saying, I will yell, there'll be 200 soldiers that will kill you. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of his ecstasy. And they said, oh, we know the poison. No, no, he didn't poison me. And then he explained all about them. Now in the Quran, it's actually Krishna is described in so many ways. And those all became mendicants. They gave up. And so being stunned, stumped like that, this is also spiritual. Sometimes those great devotees are like that. Judd Bharat, Sukadeva Goswami, they appear stunted. But stubbed in the material sense means like, meh, can't tell me anything, nobody, have no authority. What do you mean, killing animals? They laugh at that. They think that's absurd. There's no reason to stop my tongue from enjoying just because all those animals are killed. They have no soul. And that whole religion going on, these animals have no soul. Whole religions, they're in religion. Even Buddhists nowadays, they meet. Well, Buddha's main thing is ahimsa. Ahimsa. Don't kill anything. Nothing. Not an ant. And still, then they're going on as Buddhists and eating cows or something. Oh, this is the higher principle. Nindasa yagya vihar to purport yasi. Nindasa yagya vidyaha shuti jatam. Under the Brahmanas, the Hindu so-called, they were killing so many animals. So Buddha appeared actually to stop it. Stop! Don't listen to Vedas anymore. Because with Vedas, they're killing animals by citing, oh, we can kill so many animals. What to speak of now, slaughterhouses going on. They couldn't imagine, even they would be horrified. So, they proudly proclaim themselves to be most pious religions. So, Prabhupada would never accept it. First, stop eating meat. Then we'll talk philosophy. Any questions coming?
It just happened this week. I was somehow it prop up on the internet and I was looking in the slaughterhouses. How do you kill in like...
You were looking in slaughterhouses?
On the internet. Oh. You know, something came up about meat eating, and then I scrolled it. And these guys, it's so horrible that you wouldn't believe. So one butcher was trying to justify he was doing. He said, so many people, I'm employing so many people to work here, so they're happy. And then so many people are enjoying the food, the meat, that they're happy too. So even though people might say I'm killing, but so many people are happy of what I'm doing. So I think that's justified. That was so horrible.
He has to think like that until it happens that he's going to be hanging up there and they're going to be cutting his throat. Then he can worry about it. And he'll remember, also it says there in the fifth canto, they remember that what they did. They're made to remember what they did.
Another point is, it's stated that for every cow one kills, one has to take part as a cow back as much hair on the body of the cow and be slaughtered.
10,000 lives for each hair, I heard.
10,000.
So that's a lot. That's pretty much, you got a job. You got a pretty much full-time job after that.
But then when you look at it then, it means that it becomes a vicious cycle, because he kills the cow, now he burns as a cow and has been killed. Is he like that? I mean,
that's why it says Mudha Janmani Janmani in the end of the 16th chapter. Krishna says, I put them again and again. He put them in, he doesn't personally, but they don't, it's a rough thing. Yeah, it's rough. Even there's many vegan vegetarians, they understand that it's bad for the environment or something, but they also have some idea that it's bad to kill things. And then sometimes you have people who become devotee, and later they go and they eat meat, they forget everything. So, yeah. Who can say why they're doing that? It's bad. Anything else? Okay. Hare Krishna. Stays on.